Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
I was told, don't sing. Want to so bad.
Okay. Good day and welcome to our season.
There he goes. And there's a ground ball. Diving stop. Barcelona. And he flips to Duran. They win. 18 is enough. The Twins get a postseason win. And they lead the wild card series 1-0.
Well, how about that, Charge? Finally, an 18-game postseason losing streak. The longest in North American sports history is over.
Yes. I mean, and the fact that it happened in baseball, Zabe, where the good teams are just a little over 500 and the bad teams are a little under 500, to lose 18 straight, not series, 18 straight games is unfathomable. And the Twins broke it today, yesterday, as people are hearing this. It really was. There is a palpable sense of relief in the Twin Cities, like monkey off our back kind of stuff. It's a good day to be a Minnesota sports fan, and there aren't many of those.
All right, let's talk about the Twins, because we never on this podcast talk about your baseball team. No. A, where is your personal fandom with the team? And where is the overall sports radio heat in regards to the baseball team?
Well, our last championship was the Twins, and they still, 36 years later, carry a little bit of gravitas for that because there's nothing else for us to glom onto. But the team has been so middling, honestly, and so, you know, just such a total non-factor. Of course, the 18 straight playoff losses spanning, you know, whatever, 12 years or something has a lot to do with that. And so really it's the Twins are they're a big draw because the stadium's beautiful and it's summer in Minnesota and people love going to the stadium. But honestly, they don't drive any more talk in this town than the Wild and the Timberwolves.
Really?
Do. Yeah.
So not really a baseball town.
Not anymore, and not like it used to be. You know, when the Twins won those two World Series, separated by 4 years, it was still a Vikings town even then, first and foremost. But it was very close, and you know, it's just 30 years later, it's you know, things change.
Now, here's an interesting nugget about the playoffs, which are going on ESPN today. ESPN has the TV rights to the wild card round, and according to Awful Announcing, other than a short promo for the games today on Tuesday, it was read twice on Get Up and once on First Take. According to a closed caption search, those were the only mentions of the Major League Baseball playoffs from 8 a.m. until 2 in the afternoon when the games began on ESPN.
Yes. What? That's insane for their own product, no less. And a playoff product.
Well,
that's remarkable.
Remarkable, yes, but I would say not surprising in this regard. It does not move the needle. It does not fit the template of the type of television that they do. There's no arguments that could be had about baseball players that the average fan does not know. The average fan knows his team if you're a baseball fan or not at all. You don't know anybody nationally. Sports radio is built for the NFL because of the myriad of decisions that can or cannot be taken and the players who the average fan believes he can assess if they're good or bad or in between. Baseball is an ocean of gray. It's not black and white. And so therefore it doesn't fit the simple template of here's an argument. You know, is Kobe Bryant, well, he's dead now, LeBron James clutch? And why is he clutch? And they'll just hammer that into the ground. The other thing is most of the talent they've now assembled on ESPN doesn't fucking know baseball. They wouldn't know which end of the bat to hold, the one with the knob at the end or the thick part.
So, Zabe, the ESPN talent pool is in two pools. It's football and basketball. That's it. That's all anybody knows. And when they try to go out of their lane, more often than not, they sound like idiots. You can tell they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, I think they might have also been afraid that any of their basketball or football related talent would have would be fact checked and or roasted to the moon on social media.
Correct. Which is true. And it does make you cautious about trying to talk about something that you're not fully wrote on, even if you want to, and even if you try to be benign about it. I don't know that you can. Yeah. And baseball, there are other things that work against baseball in a very significant way. There are so many teams, so many players, and so many games that everything is this massive multiplier of difficulty to follow for average fans. Basketball's not that way. Every team has roughly three relevant players and maybe, you know, like one or two superstars, two or three other relevant players. And then everybody else is just, you don't even have to bother knowing. So if you can have a mental checklist of about 30 NBA players, you're kind of good to go. You know, you can have your takes and you can talk about other teams and that makes it easier. Football, you've got the beauty of having one set of games every week that make it much easier to track. You know, these other sports are harder to work with. Hockey's a lot more players, and it's not personality driven. Baseball's a lot more players,
right?
Not personality driven. So yeah, it's, you know, they're just not as well suited for TV coverage.
So
I totally agree.
As shocking and or disappointing and or shameful, if you want to go there, that stat may be, I don't think it's the wrong strategy for ESPN. I don't think it is. What they do, because today the Rays Rangers game drew only 19,704. It was the lowest attended MLB postseason game since 1919. Yes. Oh, yes.
When people arrived in horses.
Yes, there was a plague of horse malaria that kept the horses in the barns and they couldn't get to the ballpark.
Oh, people were riding their bikes, and it was that one where you had the really, really big front wheel and the really, really small back wheel.
Do you know what that's called? A penny farthing.
No.
That's what the big wheeled bicycle was called, the penny farthing. Look it up. Yes, that's what it was. So, right. Yeah, you know, I don't know what to say. Even the Brewer game in Milwaukee is not a sellout. Now, I'm not there right now. Hoping to be back if they make it to the NLDS, or actually to the next round. It's not even the DS yet.
No, I think it is. The next one would be divisional, right? This is wild.
Oh, you're right. It is the NLDS, not the NLCS. Thank you. So it'll be the second round if they make it through. They're currently down 4-3 to the Diamondbacks. They just had a pitcher come on for the Diamondbacks who looked like he was 7 feet fucking tall. And I had to look him up right
and
now.
And it wasn't Randy Johnson.
No, Ryan Thompson. He's only 6'5". But he's a big boy, and he's like all legs, too.
That does sound like Randy Johnson.
Throws this wicked sidearm sliding pitch. And anyway, I'm looking forward to watching the playoffs. I will be locked in on the Brewers as far as they go. I will dabble in the rest of MLB's playoffs as it gets down to the Final Four and then the World Series. But I can't say that I'm a super hardcore baseball fan. Will you watch all the way through the World Series if the Twins don't make it?
No.
Okay.
It's football season, so my attention is on that. If it weren't football season, I'd catch a lot more of it, but no, I won't realistically. But I'll watch all the Twins games. And the Twins, by the way, have a budding star that's worth remembering, who hit 2 home runs in this game, and he's been unable to stay very healthy, so it's really slowed his emergence. But his name is Royce Lewis, and if you're going to know one name from the Minnesota Twins, this is the guy, and everything is tracking for stardom with Royce Lewis. If you're going to know one, that's it. And speaking of Randy Johnson, let me hit you with this. Better avian moment in sports, Randy Johnson disintegrating a bird, or the bird that I may have in a notable PGA moment, the bird that went and took somebody's golf ball off of the green.
Right.
And, flew away with it some manner of yards and dropped the
ball. Dropped it right into the water,
I think you're right about that. Which is the better moment of avian sporting history?
Well, to me, the Randy Johnson one takes the cake. As gruesome as it was, the whole notion of, in the entire cosmic universe, a bird and a 99-mile-an-hour Randy Johnson fastball occupying the same 6 square inches of space in a world. It's like, how does that even happen? But it was, you give it enough time, it's bound to happen. It's like, and watch this pivot, it's like the couple that has gone viral for having posed in a Halloween duo photo in a Travis Kelce jersey, the guy, and her in a Taylor Swift getup. And people were losing their mind. Did you see this?
Why?
4 years ago.
Four years ago.
Four years ago.
That's impressive.
It's not. You know why? Because nobody has seen the Beyonce Ray Lewis photos. Because nobody fucking cared, and they never dated each other. There must be an infinite number of, hey, I'm going to be a star football player because that's the only thing I've got. And the woman's going to be saying, well, I want to be a pop star. Those photos are buried.
Right. Okay.
They're in people's photo streams.
So this wasn't some people talking about how they were going to be a couple. It just happened for Halloween.
It was 4 years ago.
They just happened to go as Taylor Swift and as Travis Kelce.
Right.
But you're right. That's
but people found it and they said, oh my God, did they somehow have a spoiler into the future? Which brings us to Church's unified theory on the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift dating arrangement. The floor is yours.
My friend, who we will call Mr. B, hit me with the first layer of this, but now it's starting to take hold a little bit. So here's the theory. The theory is Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are not even dating, and that they may not even be interested in dating. However, this is actually a paid sponsored relationship by the NFL.
Who's paying who?
Well, I will get to that in just a minute.
Okay.
Because that we're going to unpeel the onion on that in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. So the theory is that it's good for Taylor Swift. It's good for the NFL. Everybody wins. There's no losers here. And even though they're both enormously successful, but everybody wants more, 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 and to reach a totally new audience, which Taylor Swift gets to do by reaching the NFL audience, and the NFL gets to do by reaching Taylor Swift's audience. So we'll package these things up together, and we will manufacture this as a paid and sponsored marketing ploy, not in fact anything that relates to them actually organically starting to date. So my buddy throws this out, and so I just throw it on Twitter sort of randomly. Thing takes off, and majority of the respondents are actually listening to this. And somebody then texts me and says, take a look at this. And if you Google NFL Taylor Swift favorite songs, turns out all last summer there was a block of time in the middle of last summer when every team's social media was pushing, hey, let's go talk to our players and see what their favorite Taylor Swift songs were, which at the time just seemed to be part and parcel with Taylor Swift having an incredibly successful U.S. tour. But maybe it wasn't that simple. Maybe this was an orchestrated, paid-for event where the NFL, as part of this whole deal, agreed to do this in the middle of summer. This is before training camps hit. So, you know, times are slow. The NFL's using its own, you know, social media to promote Taylor Swift's events. Not that she even really needed the help, but it's all good, right? So then another layer appears. Turns out every single venue, Zabe, that Taylor Swift played in for her tour was an NFL stadium.
Oh, my God. They must be the biggest, most modern stadiums that can sell the most tickets.
But they're not.
I would have never thought.
But they're not, Zabe. That's what everybody keeps throwing at me.
What's bigger than an NFL stadium in America?
There are 15, if my social media is to be believed, there are 15 college stadiums that hold more people. Many of them state-of-the-art. You think Alabama's playing in a dump?
Oh,
hell
God.
No. State's playing in a dump?
God.
Of course not.
Oh, God. I'm rubbing my temples right now, George,
okay,
in frustration. So, if I may real quick.
Yes.
Those college towns are in the sticks, almost all of them.
Some
almost are. All of them. That's number one. Number two, the college stadiums are not state of the art. They're built into campus buildings and shit like that. And they've got open ends to them. And they don't have the luxury suites. That's the real moneymaker. They have some luxury suites, not nearly as many. Plus, they don't have the high-tech infrastructure that a tour like Taylor Swift would want. The audio, the visual, the digital, everything else. But go ahead.
Taylor brings all that with herself anyway.
But she still needs to plug into.
Michigan, Ann Arbor seats 110,000 people.
I know.
I mean, and this is an enormous stadium.
Place so, for a concert.
But Zabe. Well, all of these arenas are shitty places for a concert. They're all gigantic. They're not built for sound. They're all bad.
Okay.
That is not the point.
Hold on. You want to go to Ann Arbor, Michigan, population whatever, or Dallas, Texas, and Jerry World?
They're not mutually exclusive, Zabe. You could do both.
Okay.
Here's what I'm saying. The key word in what I said when I was talking about these NFL stadiums, all of them. She had whatever, 40 concert stops.
Sure.
Every single one was an NFL stadium. Never went to some city that didn't have an NFL stadium. Never went any place else in a city. You know, New York's got options, whatever. You know, pick a city. They all have options. It just happened that in every case she went to the NFL stadium. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying maybe it's exactly the way you described, or maybe it was part of the arrangement.
Okay.
Between Taylor Swift and the NFL.
Who's paying who?
All right. So now this is, now we're getting into tinfoil territory, but I don't care. I'm just going to, I'm not saying I believe this. Okay.
Now we're getting but into it. I thought we were already neck deep. Go ahead.
No. Just wait. So who's paying all the freight on this? So all of a sudden, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift about three weeks ago, where the rumors started happening, right? And coincidentally, 3 weeks ago, somebody's a new spokesman for Pfizer. And suddenly, at the exact same time, we're seeing ads for Pfizer, and we're seeing Taylor Swift, and we're seeing Travis Kelce on TV and together. And every time Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are connected, and Travis Kelce's pitching Pfizer pharmaceutical approaches, like, let's say, arbitrarily, a COVID-19 booster. All right. So maybe they're trying to reach a whole new market of potentially fresh arms, you know, like maybe younger kids who love Taylor Swift and maybe didn't get the jab originally because they were younger and they, you know, didn't feel like their parents didn't feel like they need it. Now they can get it on their own. They've turned 18, whatever. You could reach a whole new set of people. So the thinking for some is Pfizer paid the freight on this entire relationship. They're the ones paying the NFL. They're paying Taylor Swift. They've orchestrated these two together. They're running these ads. They're reaching all new people. And they're the ones who are ultimately paying the bills on it.
The drug companies, Pfizer, Moderna, and the like, are scumbags and murderers and should be in jail, many of the executives. I believe that firmly, and I don't put it past them to orchestrate any number of things. If you read on how they conducted the, quote, trials for these booster shots, they shortcutted all kinds of typical FDA regulations on, no, you got to prove this. You got to make sure to check for that. Because the Food and Drug Administration is what they call a captured agency. It's captured by the size and the money of the drug companies. So the FDA now is nothing more than a rubber stamp. You know this, I know this. Anyone who follows this stuff and has a brain understands this. I don't think this is going to net them a whole lot. It wouldn't put it past me. I wouldn't put it past them to do this. I just don't think it makes a lot of sense for them. First of all, nobody's getting these goddamn boosters anymore. This bivalent booster, the uptake on that is somewhere in the neighborhood of 6%. They're tapped out. People aren't buying this shit. The FDA is recommending it, but they're pitching it.
But isn't that why they need it? They need to do marketing around it because only 6% are taking it?
I wouldn't put it past them to try whatever. I don't know how influential Travis fucking Kelce is for me and my healthcare decisions. I don't seek his advice on any healthcare related matters, nor Taylor Swift. So, okay. I do believe there's something not quite organic about this relationship.
Have you seen them hold hands?
No.
Have you seen any public display of affection between them?
No holding hands, no embrace, no kiss, no nothing, not even paparazzi photos. So it doesn't seem very organic, and she doesn't seem the type of gal that would want to date a meathead athlete.
Don't know.
So I don't know about it, but I will say when the NFL itself puts in its social media header, we had the most wonderful time last night after the Jets got beat by the Chiefs, and there was two very questionable calls at the end of the game that helped tilt the game in favor of Taylor's new favorite team and her new favorite player. Very fishy. Yeah. It's a bad look. I don't like it at all. People are now photoshopping Madden 25 with Taylor Swift doing a hard hands that she's going to be on the cover of Madden, which I would recommend to Taylor and her reps. Do not, under any circumstances, take that gig because it has a curse attached to it, right?
It does. Well, although I think that curse has largely been lifted in the past several years, but yes, the track record for Madden of cover is notorious, of course. Well, there you go. Okay, so I've laid out the conspiracy theory. I'm not saying I believe it, but I do find it interesting. I think it is. If nothing else, it's been fun to mull over for a couple of days. And Zabe, as I've spelled this out on social media, my Twitter account, people are mad at me. They are angry at me. And I don't understand where they, I mean, we're, I'm just having fun with this thing, right? Like, I'm just throwing it out there. Like, you know,
what are they angry about? Weird.
This is they, because this is now, remember how everything was about misinformation, right?
Oh, right. And, yeah.
You know, right. Now it's conspiracy theories. So now they're claiming, yeah, I am a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
because I mean, I'm throwing this out there.
Right. Well, look, you could go back and see a lot of things that people were labeled as conspiracy theorists about, and they were dead right regarding COVID, the COVID response, the vaccine, and everything else. So a lot of people say, yeah, at least in this case, a lot of these conspiracy theories were, in fact, spoilers because they were far ahead of it compared to what actually happened. So, I don't know. Let's lighten the mood real quick. There's already a Taylor Swift breakup song written by a guy named Will King. Let's take a listen, shall we?
It's good.
My heart, you intercepted it. Now you're gone, have to accept it.
It really does sound like her voice.
Did I meet your mom?
Probably AI.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Or did I do what I always do? Yeah, we made it to the 50, and then you kissed me.
Well, we haven't seen him kiss yet.
To the 40,
no.
A new love story. We made it to the 30, and you did me dirty right then. You put the ending tight end, and as I touched down, just like.
Not bad. Not bad. We'll
not
see.
Bad.
We'll
pretty
see.
Good.
We'll see where it goes. All right. Take a break. We'll be right back with the rest of this podcast. You're listening to the Zabecast. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines. Better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, we're back. I got an email from Dan Bursek, Charge, that says, great podcast, but you were constantly interrupting Charge to the point of absurdity. He's telling a concerning story about his wife passing out, and you kept jumping the routes and asking questions and changing the subject, ruining it. Please let the guests talk. It's much more interesting than dealing with constant questions. Saying that, you're still the best loyal one percenter, Dan Bursek. I apologize, Church, if I was jumping too many routes, interrupting too much. Oftentimes when I'm listening to a story, I hear something that piques my interest and I'm locked in. And I have to know the answer to that particular nugget before it gets lost and washes down the river. So that's what I consider an interjection and not an interruption. I try to stop you and go, wait, she fell on the floor? Okay. And then let you proceed. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to nail down certain things as I'm keyed into your story.
I'd rather have I want a dialogue when I'm on your show. I don't want a monologue.
Okay.
Most of the time, unless it's Hedy Lamarr, and then I've got 7 or 8 straight minutes of talking ahead of me. If it's not that, then I want to have the dialogue, and that's just part of a natural discussion. And so, and you know, you're a notable radio talent who knows where to find the interesting parts of a story. So I am exonerating you
okay.
for any past interruptions.
If I ever am interrupting you too much, feel free to go, hey, simmer down. I'll tell you in a second. Like you did with my question of who's paying who. I stood down. I let you tell your story. And then I came back to it. So who's paying who? Okay. Let's get to losing battles.
Mm-hmm.
Who's losing the war more? You and your war, your eternal bitter strife against pumpkin spice in all of its iterations, in all of its flavors injected into everyday items, or me losing the war on vertical video. I'll let you tell me. I feel so deflated as a man who loves digital assets and content and amateur videography, that vertical video has become such a coin of the realm with TikTok and Instagram Reels. Our social media directive for the station is to shoot everything vertical. So we're at the Packers game.
Really?
Yes. We're at the Packers game last week, and Josh is shooting everything vertical. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's fucking killing me here. I won't do it. He's like, we got to go interview these fans over here at this tailgate. We got to do this. I go, I can't participate in this vertical video nonsense. I can't. I won't.
You're a conscientious objector.
Yes. It so offends me. Now, where are you on pumpkin spice? I'd say you started this jihad 5, 6, 7 years ago. And at that time, pumpkin spice just dipped its toe into the culture in a few items. Now it is so pervasive.
Yes.
It's insane.
And it's in everything. Everything. You find a chain of any kind, food-related chain, Dunkin' Donuts, Wendy's, whatever you want. There's something on the menu that's pumpkin spice. Who is buying all this? And do these people even really enjoy it? Is it and the novelty is completely worn off in both the annual novelty and the fact that it used to be in ye olden days.
Ye Dave, olden days.
For like 2 weeks around Thanksgiving, maybe Halloween, which has a pumpkin orientation to it. You know, Thanksgiving's got the pumpkin pie. So somewhere in that late October, early November range. But the creep to August and July, and the slog of pumpkin spice season it's now longer than the hockey season, Zabe. And to reiterate my key grievance with pumpkin spice, it's not even pumpkin. 9 times out of 10, what you're eating is either a gourd or a squash. You're not even getting pumpkin to begin with.
Well, pumpkin, according to Wikipedia, is vernacular for a mature winter squash of species and varieties in the genus Cucurbita that has culinary and cultural significance. The pumpkin is one of the oldest domesticated plants, having been used as early as 7,000 to 5,500 BC. And of course, they come in a wide range of varieties. The orange pumpkins are those for Halloween, but they come in green and brown, and they're short, and they're fat, and they're weird looking, and they're all disgusting. If they tasted good, we would have more standalone pumpkin flavors. There's no pumpkin ice cream. There's no pumpkin candy bars. There's no pumpkin icing on a cake. It only comes out once a year, and it needs spice to get in the door. That's the thing about pumpkin. They suck. I believe that you can get pumpkins for like less than a cent a pound. They're a garbage vegetable.
They're garbage. That nobody wants to eat normally, right? If I said, Zabe, I'm coming over to your house to make some pumpkin, you'd be like, what the fuck? You don't show up at somebody's house with a pumpkin to go eat it. Nobody wants to eat a pumpkin. Nobody does. But blend it into my smoothie or my coffee, and all of a sudden it's game on for pumpkin. Look, you know, for cavemen, I could see where you ate a pumpkin.
Yeah,
because your other alternative was to literally starve to death.
So you're losing that war. I'm losing the vertical video war. It's pretty much gone. I am winning the war on internet, though, because I just got hooked up with Starlink.
Oh, Starlink's great. I've got Starlink.
Do you have Starlink for your camper?
For the camper.
And how has your experience been?
Well, first, the setup on it took us 3 minutes, and I had internet.
Brilliant in its simplicity. Apple-like in its simplicity.
It was so easy to set up. It's staggering. It finds its own satellite, and the whole thing is it's fantastic. And then the speed is good. I mean, it's good enough that I can stream 4K TV, and that's the main thing I need it to do.
Yeah, I'm paying $160 a month for internet that is delivered via, what do they call it, wideband. It's like a wideband cast net of pseudo high speed. I get about 10 to 15 megabytes per second download, which is pathetic. Couple megabytes per second upload. I'm looking, I just speed tested my Starlink, 134 down, 12 up. It's a huge game changer, and it's cheaper. It's $120 a month. Now, granted, the dish was with $600. So there's that. But I mean, I'm happy with it. I will now be able to cut the cord completely. The question is, do I do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you do it. I think at this stage, there's no real reason not to, is there?
It's just that there's none of these devices, Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Apple TV, none of them have the ability to do a one-touch on to your favorite channel. None of them. You have to still have it. You have to go, boom, go to YouTube TV. Boom. What channel do you want? Boom. Do you want to join live or in at the start of this program? There is no one touch on for any of these devices yet. It's crazy.
Well, there is.
Do tell.
By voice. So if you get one of the, for example, you can just tell it, I want to tell it the channel that you want. You just go like ESPN on YouTube TV. Bang. It just fires up that app and it goes right to that channel.
It'll do it on Roku?
Yes.
I'll check it out. I'll see what happens. Now it's going to be down to how many things do you subscribe to? We'll end on this. Molly Kierum, who is just gorgeous. She is my type, as I like to say, was on ESPN the other day bitching about how many things she subscribed to and how she doesn't pay for HBO Max. She's probably making $1 million a year on ESPN and a whole bunch of money on side hustles because she's so beautiful. And her colleagues, Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp, chided her, saying, don't be so cheap. Here
Shannon,
it was.
So many people hit me up after you saying you wanted to be on Naked Afraid, and they thought I was lying, that I didn't know what Naked and Afraid is. But it's on HBO, and I don't have HBO.
Well, you need to get it. Stop being
Thank
cheap.
You. That's stop being cheap.
Guys, I already pay for Hulu.
So we're going to sit on national television.
Hulu.
You're the host of a national television show. You're going to sit up here and say that you can't afford HBO.
I pay for Netflix. I pay for YouTube TV.
This is
now I have to pay for Showtime.
This is your
HBO?
Most embarrassing moment ever. National TV host.
Don't be cheap to yourself,
television host, and she can't afford HBO.
Be as cheap as you want to. Don't be cheap to yourself, Molly. Don't
Thank
try
you.
It. That's very unbecoming. I'm so disappointed in you.
You wouldn't want somebody to be cheap.
Oh, my gosh.
Cheap.
I love it. You know what?
Okay.
That's
Naked
one
and
case.
Naked and Afraid is not on HBO, by the way.
It's not, but still. You know, normally I can't stomach anything that Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. say, but in this case, I'm like, way to go. Straighten that girl out. That girl has what we call girl math on TikTok. She's trying to add things up that don't add up. Just buy the fucking services, okay? Stop trying to nickel dime your way through life. Do I need to look through your mascara bag and see how much that eyeliner costs? It's a hell of a lot more than whatever streaming costs.
Okay, maybe, just maybe, she's got better things to do in her evening than loaf around on the sofa and watch TV.
No, I'm not so sure about that.
I don't know. I mean, it's a pretty good way to go. That's how I'm doing it.
All right, Charge. A great run as always. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, thanks. A lot of fun.
See you, buddy.
Talk to you next
Bye
week.
Now.
Hey, Jose.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. Listen to this one's coming. You know what it is?
What?
It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone. Like, this is me on the drums.
Oh,
eh?
Get out. It is not.
It
You're
is
not.
So.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Stop I learn, will you?
Take off, eh?
Take off!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.